still in hospital, including a nine-month-old baby, following the attack at the Westfield Bondi Junction Centre. Hundreds of people ran out of the complex after the suspect started stabbing his victims. This witness didn't initially realise what was happening.
How eerie it was at the time, because you're in a shopping centre expecting to see people around talking. There was just sort of no noise at all, and then you hear those gunshots go off.
Police believe the suspect was a 40-year-old man who they think acted alone. He was shot dead by an officer who the country's Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, has described as a hero.
There's no doubt that she saved lives through her action, and it is a reminder that those people who wear uniform are people who rush to danger, not away from it. And I give thanks to every one of them.
The incident is not thought to be terror-related. In other news, the group United Kingdom Maritime Trade Operations says a vessel has been seized by regional authorities in the Gulf of Oman. Associated Press says it's seen a video showing what appeared to be a helicopter used by Iran's Revolutionary Guard. Meanwhile, the US president insists his country's devoted to defending Israel. It's been blamed for an airstrike which killed two Iranian generals in Syria this month, and Joe Biden expects an attack on his ally. In sport, in the early Premier League kickoff, two clubs chasing European qualification meet as Newcastle United play Tottenham. Ange Postecoglou's side will be hoping to strengthen their top four position. And Lana Del Rey's performed a surprise duet with Billie Eilish during her headline performance at Coachella in California. The festival's first day also saw Shakira announce a world tour. That's the latest. I'm Tanya Snuggs.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
We built this city.
Good afternoon.
We built this city.
How are you?
Rock and roll built this city. We built this city.
You're listening to The Weekend Wind Up here on Phoenix 98 FM. Happy Saturday to you. Should we do this?
Say you don't know me or recognize my face. Say you don't care close to that kind of place. Knee deep in the hoopla, sinking in your fight.
Damn, Jesse.
Calling the
heart. Oh, who wants that with that, Cassie?
Calling the heart.
Spend some of your Saturday afternoon with Spencer Carter and the Weekend Wind-Up. Great pop music, forgotten classics, and some laughs along the way. Every Saturday from midday, only on Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, good afternoon, how are you? Welcome to the Weekend Wind Up here on Phoenix 98 FM. Happy Saturday, people. Hope you've had a great week. Is it me or does it feel a bit bright out today? Felt a little bit spring today. Sun's out. The guns are not out. And it just felt good driving in. So hope you're well, hope you had a great week. And hope you have an even better week. Great show for you today. All the usual stuff. We've got the Phoenix film and DVD review with Mark Searby. That's coming up in the next hour. Danny's choice today. Get your earplugs ready. It's a loud one. We've got cover for another. And we've got Take Five. And obviously, all your lovely messages. So get in touch. You can email the station direct into the studio, radio@phoenixfm.com. Or hit me up on social media, The Weekend Wind Up. On Facebook and Instagram. Good to have your company. Be great to hear what you've been up to. You want to just say hi or any birthday celebration shout outs or have a moan, whatever you want to do, let me know. I'm going to try and keep you entertained now till 3 o'clock this afternoon with a great mix of music you've come to expect from Phoenix. So thanks for sticking with me. It's appreciated. We're going to have a great afternoon. So crank this up nice and loud. And let's go, shall we?
I said, take it easy, baby. I worked all day and my feet feel just like lead. You got my shirt tails flying all over the place and the sweat popping out of my head. She said, hey, bossa nova, baby, keep on working, for this ain't no time to quit. She said, go, bossa nova, baby, keep on dancing. I'm about to have myself a fit. Bossa nova, bossa nova. I said, hey, little mama, let's sit down and have a drink and dig the band. She said, drink, 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 oh, fiddle-de-dink, I can dance with a drink in my hand. She said, hey, bossa nova, baby, keep on working, for this ain't no time to drink. She said, go, bossa nova, baby, keep on dancing, cause I ain't got time to think. Bossa nova, bossa nova. Come on, baby, it's hot in here and it's oh so cool outside. If you lend me a dollar, I can buy some gas and we can go for a little ride. She said, hey, bossa nova, baby, keep on working, for I ain't got time for that. She said, go, bossa nova, baby, keep on dancing, or I'll find myself another cat. Bossa nova, bossa nova. Bossa nova.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. uncover the magic of our hidden garden, sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you have talent, but nowhere to show it off? Do you have stage fright? Our online talent show mobile app contest from the comfort of your home. Singers, dancers, rappers, comedians. Download TK Talent Show and try to win a weekly cash prize. Winners can receive up to $100. All talent is welcome. Download TK Talent Show now. TK Talent Show. TK Talent Show.
Patience feels like I've been waiting for a lifetime for lightning to strike me. Daydreams feels like I've been sending out the signals, hoping that you'll find me. I don't need the details, you don't need to tell me. It's like I already know where you'll be. You and me, we're lovers in a crossfire. Slowly.
by someone to tell you to go.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Okay, first travel update of the day from me today. And the roads are pretty busy at the moment. There are lots of problem areas. And it seems that there's literally temporary traffic lights, roadworks at every junction. So be mindful when you're going. On the A128, as you head towards Wilson's Corner, systems showing that there's been a vehicle breakdown on the outside lane, which is causing some delays as you head up towards the Sainsbury's area. So be mindful of that. There's a knock-on effect from the roadworks at Brentwood Station, leading on the B186 as you head into Worley Way and Worley Road, so just be mindful of that. M25, slip road at the Brook Street roundabout, junction 28. Still blocked, so traffic is really, really busy around there as well. If you're going on the M25 as well, as you leave junction 29, heading towards Lakeside Thurrock, really, really heavy traffic at the moment. There was a broken down vehicle on the bridge earlier this morning. Now been moved, but traffic is still built up. It's just crawling along, so expect to be delayed if you're in that area. Apart from that, all other main roads at the moment do look okay. Now, London Underground, there are minor delays on the Bakerloo line, with a park closure on the Jubilee line, Metropolitan and Waterloo and City line. Services on Greater Anglia into London, Liverpool Street showing as okay. Services on C2C, different subjects altogether. There are timetable alterations and engineering works affecting all of the line over the weekend. So currently, the Ockenden line between Ockenden and Upminster has a rail replacement bus service, and the Baslin line and Pitsea has a rail replacement service as well from 4 p.m. today. So be mindful of that, and would suggest you check C2C before heading out for their latest timetable. This is the brand new single from the Lucettas. Hopefully be in the studio in a couple of weeks. Let's get behind these boys. They are superb. This is Wirebound.
But I'm still caught in a few times. I guess that I didn't realize it wasn't easy on you. And now I'm still caught in a contract. I got a call on my WhatsApp. It wasn't no one I knew. I'm wire bound. I'm wire bound. And now there's no one around. It's only dragging me down. Baby, I remember we had something. I remember it was easy. I remember it was new. Lately, I've been leaning out my window. Tell me all the things I know.
Tell me all the things I don't know. Tell me everything. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Do you know what? They are such a cracking bunch of lads, those boys. That's the Lucettas with Wirebound. I think they're working on a new album at the moment. As I said, hopefully they'll be in the studio with me in a couple of weeks. They'll be coming back because they are just superb young local talent. I love that. I love that. Right, this next track, big shout out to Sarah. Thanks, my love. Sarah messaging saying, loving hearing you back on the radio this week. Missed you all week. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. How you doing? Hope you've had a good week. And, yeah, I've got some great music coming up for you. Coming up very, very soon. It's film and DVD review, so get ready for that. But Sarah's asked me if I can play this. Bit of a 90s... I think this was 90s, early 90s. Bit of a 90s retro, and I haven't heard this for a long time. This is M&8. Get up, jeans on, back to front. With your boxers showing.
Touring my circle of trust. We got movie reviews on Phoenix FM. That's right.
Really thrilled to be joined, as usual, by Mr. Mark Searby. How you doing, sir?
I'm very well, thank you, Spencer. How are you?
Yeah, good. Not bad, not bad. Looking forward to today. What have we got?
Well, we've got some movies. One movie in the cinemas and the rest basically on DVD Blu-ray as well. So we should start this week with another British movie, because obviously we had a British movie last week and we've got another British movie this week. This is called Back to Black, and it is the story of the life and music of Amy Winehouse through the journey of adolescence to adulthood and the creation of one of the best-selling albums of all time, reads the synopsis. I don't know about you, Spencer, because obviously, you know, look, you do a weekly radio show. I'm sure you play Amy's stuff quite a bit. To me, I think she is still to this day one of the most iconic, legendary and unique singers the world has ever seen.
I do as well. And I think what is a tragedy, apart from obviously what happened to her, what is a tragedy is that her life story overtook, in my mind, her musical ability and her talent, because her back catalogue really gets spoken about.
Yes.
You know, the obvious ones get spoken about, so kind of, you know, Rehab and Back to Black and all those sort of things. But if you look at the more diverse stuff on her albums, without going all muso on you, it's there was so much rich content on those albums, particularly the last album. And that's all overlooked now. It's just all about Amy Winehouse, the tragedy.
Yes.
And I find that such a shame. I really
yes.
do.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Well, what this film tries to do is it tries to balance her music and her life, basically. So I know what you're saying. So, you know, this is kind of both. And the thing is, you can't get away from it. There's no way of getting it because they were so interlinked anyway. But Amy Winehouse and her legacy should not have been treated like this. I'm talking about the film now, should not have been treated in such a shockingly poor way with this movie, because this movie is utterly horrendous from...
Oh, is it really?
It's so bad, Spencer. I genuinely, it's from start to finish, this is a biopic that is afraid to show the real Amy Winehouse. She was an addict. We know this. We know this. The world knew it. It was no secret. So why is this film so afraid to be honest with its viewers? That's what annoys me about it. It hardly shows her spiraling into addiction. Like, one minute, she likes a drink. Next minute, she's being told by her dad to go to rehab. There's nothing in between. It's zero.
It's a bit like a Hallmark Christmas movie.
Yeah, kind of. You know, there's no decline. You don't see that decline. I know some people don't want to see the decline, but you've got to see it. That's what you've got to see. You've got to see her slowly slipping further and further into addiction to understand the life that she was going through. And I'm sure people don't want to see it, but and you know, if it was done right, it would be very harrowing, but it's got to be shown. Even worse is the drug addiction in this movie, or lack of it. There is a brief shot of some drug, and then about half an hour from the end, there's suddenly a shot of a pipe. Okay, brief shot. That's it. Nothing else. It's all watered down. It's all missing. It's a safe biopic that never dares to show the real struggles that Amy Winehouse went through. And the thing is, for anybody who has struggled, for anybody who has been addicted to whether it's alcohol or whether it's drugs or whatever else, it's a very difficult slope, and this movie is doing nobody any service here. Nobody.
And without that, there's no story, really, is there?
Thank you, because ultimately, and this goes back to me saying, you know, her music and her personal life were interlinked. That's what was pushing her to write the music, is certain things that were happening in her life at that time were pushing her to write music. You don't
Absolutely.
See any of that. And also, the other thing about this movie is that it never shows her popularity rise. So you have no idea how popular she is, or her albums, at any given time, because the film isn't interested in telling you about her rise to fame. So the movie starts, and then within 20 minutes, Frank comes out, and there's a brief discussion about it, and it ended up at number 13 in the charts, or whatever it was. And then a bit later on, they talk about Back to Black. I'll get it the right way around in a minute. But you've no idea how popular that is, apart from the scene where they do the bit where she wins at the Grammys. They do that, but it doesn't tell you how popular it was. It doesn't tell you the rise. It doesn't tell you numbers. It doesn't tell you anything.
It's all very superficial, yeah?
Well, what's the point in making a biopic when you have no idea how popular this person is? The thing is, we know this because we remember it. But for people who don't remember it or weren't born or, you know, just didn't seem that too much, you need that. That's the thing. Another thing about this movie, Amy Winehouse made Camden cool. Okay? It's the thing that was bound with her. She lived in Camden.
If you go to Camden, you see her references everywhere.
Exactly. Yeah, she's everywhere. You know, her and Camden, that's the type of thing. It was linked. You know, you'd see photos of her in the papers in Camden all the time. Why is this film not making Camden a character at all? Instead, most of it's set in Soho. I'm not doubting that she went to Soho. She did, you know, she performed at Ronnie Scott's quite a bit. There's a few bars in Soho that have got little signs up. I've seen them when I've been in Soho that said Amy Winehouse. I get that. But Amy Winehouse is synonymous with Camden. Why? Why is this film not showing most of it in Camden? People will turn around and go, well, it shows you the bit where she's at house. That could be anywhere. It literally doesn't say Camden. There's the iconic railway bridge at Camden. I think there's one shot of that. One establishing shot. That's it. But this film isn't interested in pairing Amy Winehouse with Camden at all, even though that's what happens in real life. I've got more to say as well, Spencer. Don't worry. On top of that, the acting. So
he's on a roll.
Marissa Abella, who plays Amy Winehouse. Listen, she can hold a note sometimes.
Does she sound like her?
Well, sometimes, here's the thing. So I saw this earlier in the week, and when she was singing, because they do some of the songs, not all the way through, which is a bit of a disappointment. You get about 2.5-3 minutes of each song, which, not great. Times where I would close my eyes and see if I thought, this is Amy Winehouse. And it did happen. Like, there were certain bits where I thought, she really, really sounds like Amy Winehouse. And I've got to say as well, is that she does actually sing on this as well. Okay, so she's not mimed, she does actually sing. There were other moments where I thought, this sounds like a cat on a hot tin roof.
Right.
It's just not very good. Not very good at all. And the performance here from Abella starts at 100 and then just keeps going at the same pace. Like, the moment we're introduced to Amy Winehouse, she's already got that swagger. She's already got that attitude. She's already got everything. She's the whole package. And yet she's about, I don't know, 18, something like that. You know, she's not got a record label or anything else like that. And I just kind of thought, no, that's not how anybody is born. That's not how anybody has a music career. They build themselves up. They keep going.
I've seen footage of her when she was 12, 14, when she was at theatre school, I think she was, and it's kind of footage of her kind of working on her craft, honing her voice. All of that was really fascinating, and she looked massively different. There was none of that swagger. There was youth there, but there was none of that swagger and that kind of persona. She was still finding herself.
Yeah, exactly. Not here. It's an aggressive performance all the way through. That's the thing. I actually thought it came across as quite a snarly performance as well. I really didn't warm to it at all. I just can't believe that you don't see that progression as an act, as a person, and as an actor as well. It starts at 100, it stays at 100. There's nothing in between. You couple that with Jack O'Connell's performance as Blake Field as Civil. I like Jack O'Connell. I think he's a very good actor, but
very good.
Somewhere along the line, somebody has made a decision to play this character like Danny Dyer. But like a poor man's Danny Dyer.
If there is such a thing, yeah.
it's like Jack O'Connor is trying to impersonate Danny Dyer, and it comes off really, really badly. It grated on me from minute one. I just thought it was really poor acting from both leads. I don't lay the blame just at the actor's door either. I think it's got to be laid at the door of the writers and the director for making one of the most safe and uninteresting biopics about one of the most daring and interesting musicians the world has ever seen. There is so much wrong with this biopic that I could spend hours talking to you. In fact, we could go and see it and I will talk to you. I mean, I don't talk in the cinema anyway, but, you know, we could go and see it and I would talk to you all the way through 2 hours and go, that's wrong, that's wrong, that's wrong. Like, down to the small detail, Spencer, this is the problem. Like, her dad. So a lot of the film is set in 2006. Her dad's using a Nokia 3310. That phone came out in 2000. At no point is somebody still using that phone in 6 years later. The battery would be dead. And I'm sure some people go, well, I still used it. I get that. But it's the small details.
Not somebody associated with Amy Winehouse.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. Yeah. My point here is, if you can't get the small details right, what chance have you got for the bigger details? And that's this film in a nutshell. Small details, not done. Big details, not done. I don't like to be negative. I mean, I've just ranted there for about 4 minutes. But there's nothing else I can say about this movie, really. Sometimes you need to be negative about this movie. So I'm just going to leave it here. I think this is the worst film I've seen this year. In fact, I know it's the worst film I've seen this year. I really do. I'd be very surprised if I see anything bad worse than this.
Well, it's funny, isn't it? Because I've started to see notices appearing. And they're kind of on par with what you're saying. I've not seen anything glowing about this at all.
Well, I was in a packed cinema at a press screening earlier this week, and there are certain jokes in this movie that did not land with anybody in the cinema. Anybody. And it was a very diverse mix as well, but nobody laughed. And I thought, this is, I think most people are having the same reactions to this movie that I am, and everybody just shuffled out in silence.
Mm. One for the room 101, shall we say. In room 101. Terrible. Okay, what's next?
So, on DVD and Blu-ray now, is a movie called Next Goal Wins. And this is actually based on a true story. It's about a football coach called Thomas Rongen, who is forced to take a job managing the American Samoa national football team, a team known as the worst in the world after they lost 31-0 to Australia. That was...
Is this similar to the film that you reviewed, or we reviewed last year, or was it the year before last year? I think for me and you got together. The one with Woody Harrelson, I can't think what it was called.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Champions? Was it called
Champions? Champions, yes.
Which I loved, which I adored.
That's a wonderful feel-good underdog movie. And the thing is, yes. Disney do those movies very well. You know, yeah. They're very positive. This is a Disney movie as well, so I've got to say that. It's kind of in the same ballpark, pun intended there, I guess. But as I said, it's based on real events. There is a documentary out there that's been out there for about 10 years with the same title, and it's a documentary. It's a really good documentary. Highly recommend seeing it. Disney have made a feature film, a narrative feature film, and it's directed by Taika Waititi, who people will know who did, obviously, the Thor movie, the recent Thor movie, involved in What We Do in the Shadows as well. You know, he's kind of an interesting director, writer-director, actor as well. So he's decided to venture into the underdog feel-good story that Disney do so well. The only problem is, I don't think Taika Waititi's style fits with a traditional underdog story like what Disney are trying for here. Because Taika Waititi has this very sarcastic, deadpan style to everything he does. And it feels very out of sync with the story here. I think there is too much emphasis on the wacky and the comedy and the silly in this film. On the odd time, it does work. Don't get me wrong. You know, there are moments which I did laugh at. It seems like it's out of whack with the rest of the film so badly that it does stand out quite a bit. Michael Fassbender plays Thomas Rongen, who is this football coach who's been sent to take this job, coaching American Samoa. It's weird because Michael Fassbender, I always think, can turn his hand to most performances. I think he's a very charismatic actor. He's a very diverse actor as well. But he just doesn't seem comfortable in this movie at all. There are lines of dialogue where, when he's delivered it, it's just like a clunk to the floor. Like, I'm thinking that probably should have been a joke. but it didn't feel like it. And I just think that sometimes actors don't understand or don't get directors' styles. And I don't think Michael Fassbender works well with Taika Waititi with this one. I don't know who it is. I don't know if it's Fassbender not understanding Waititi's style or Waititi not really getting faster. I don't know, but it doesn't match. It's a bit of a strange beast. It certainly lacks comedy. And what I mean by that is full-on comedy. Instead of just sort of a little titter here and there, you know, this is meant to be a funny story. Like, there's funny moments in here, but there are whole scenes that are meant to be laugh-out-loud funny, but it just doesn't happen. Chortle at best, maybe. A titter at best, maybe. You know, that's the thing. The thing is that the film itself, I think, is actually best when it focuses in on the heart of the story, which is triumph against adversity, you know, finding the heart of each player and getting them to play to the best of their ability, and the film basically making them their own character within the greater storyline. Then you understand more about each of them and how they live on the island, how they fit together collectively as well. And that, to me, was the endearing part of the film. There is genuine emotion rippling through those moments in the film. And when it's done right, in a classic Disney underdog feel-good type story, then it's done well. And it is done pretty well here. The problem is it's few and far between. The film is too busy trying to force the funny and is pushing aside the real heart of the story, which is a community, an island coming together under somebody who they don't really like at the start, and actually finding one collective goal. Pardon the pun again. But when it's doing it right, it really works. I mean, realistically, this should have been an easy goal. Sorry, there's another pun there. For everybody involved, it should have been the football version of Cool Runnings. That's what it should have been. Should have been that.
Yeah, which, as you know, is a stunning film, isn't it?
Brilliant, brilliant. You know, like, that's the top of Disney underdog feel-good movies. Nobody's got a bad word to say that about that movie. It's brilliant. But this one doesn't get near it. Instead, as I said, it's too busy trying to be funny. I just felt so disappointed because when it was hitting that emotional heartbeat of the story, it was working, but then it would just get rid of that and try and be funny again. So I just feel like this is a bit of a missed opportunity, really. And it's a shame. It's a real shame.
Oh, that's a shame. That's a shame. Do we have anything lined up for next week?
Yes, yeah, so next week, story set during the biblical era, basically. This is called The Book of Clarence, and this is from director James Samuels, who did a movie a few years ago called The Harder They Fall, which was a black western. Well, this is a black biblical epic, so he's turning his hand at that. Then on DVD and Blu-ray, we're going to review a movie called Fallen Leaves. And this is about two lonely souls who live in Helsinki and they meet. But actually a series of, I think we can say, errors leads them to never quite getting together. But maybe they do, maybe they don't. So we're going to review that on DVD and Blu-ray. And then if you subscribe to the podcast, we're going to review a movie called Swede Caroline. As in, you know, the vegetables, a Swede.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so it's called Swede Caroline, and it is a mockumentary about the competitive world of vegetable growing.
That's got our name written all over it.
Do you know what? As soon as I got the thing in, I thought, I know Spencer's going to be well into this.
I'm not even joking. I'm going to love that. Absolutely. Oh, thank you so much. Looking forward to that. Well, look, thanks for today, and you have a great weekend, and I will see you next week.
Will do.
Miss this week's film reviews? Then listen again on phoenixfm.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Is your child struggling to achieve their best in English or maths? At Guided Learning,
We want to support your child to be more confident in their learning. If their school says that they're below expectations or not being challenged enough, then face-to-face sessions with our fully qualified teachers can help. Google us at Guided Learning Brentwood to see how we can help your child achieve their best.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can-Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Just fine.
just wanna let this story die, and I'll be alright. We can't be friends, but I'd like to just pretend. You cling to your papers and pens. Wait until you like me again. Wait for your love, my love. I'll wait for your love. Me and my truth, we sit in silence. Baby girl, it's just me and you. Cause I don't wanna argue, but I don't wanna bite my tongue. Yeah, I think I'd rather die. You got me misunderstood, but at least I look this good.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.